Monday, 10:45. Richard Fallon. Well, let's hope he's a little more cheerful this week. A bit less existential angst might do him good. On the other hand, let's not get our hopes up. I won't mention I saw that thing in the papers last week. No, I'll just keep stum. In fact, I'll deny all knowledge of it. Who knows? He mightn't even bring it up.
It's so unfair. A complete and utter misrepresentation of the actual facts. Would they have done that to anyone else other than me? No, of course they wouldn't. I was at a charity function, for goodness sake. You know, saving one lot of people from the unimaginable cruelty of another lot of people, or something of that order. Helping the poor and wretched, like a decent Christian. Even though I'm not a Christian, as you know. Actually, I've been thinking about Buddhism a lot recently, but I'll come back to that. Anyway, I was engaging in something positive and useful. Exactly what my wretched constituents are always telling me to do. You know, they go on and on. All you MPs think about is yourself. When was the last time you did anything to help others? Completely ignoring the fact that I'm sitting across a table from them in a leaking porter cabin in the pissing rain, listening sympathetically whilst they blar on about an Albanian plumber who charged them 30 quid to mend a tap, where an English plumber would have done it for free, or indeed paid them for the privilege and gone on his merry way. So what am I going to do about it? Only the strongest could tolerate it. Seriously, an awful lot of people are unhinged these days. More and more, I'm finding. I don't know whether it's something in the water or just a combination of the internet and Brexit, but very few of my constituents seem to be on anything like an even keel. Especially disturbing are the ones who don't look unhinged, the ones who look like geography teachers or bank managers and lull you into a false sense of security. I had one last week who said he'd seen the face of Jesus in his cat's litter tray. He showed me a photo of it on his phone, apropos of nothing at all, and, you know, I couldn't see what he was talking about. And he kept saying, "No, you've got it the wrong way up." So I turned it another way, and it still just looked like a litter tray with a tiny bit of poo in it. Eventually, just to humour him, I said, "Well, that's fascinating. Who'd have thought such a thing was possible? Have you considered sending it to the Pope? He might be able to beatify you, or something of that order, although I'm not a Catholic. You may have to be dead for beatification. Better check that out. Maybe there's a fast track. Anyway, what can I help you with today?" And he said, "Right, yes. Is the universe expanding so fast that it's about to blow apart and we're all going to die? And are the government aware of this fact and hiding it from us?" And I said, "Well, I'm not a trained physicist, but the answer to both questions is quite possibly." And he said, "I knew it." And off he went, seemingly quite happy. If only they were all like that. Many of them won't leave you until you threaten to call the police, and even then. Anyway, why am I talking about my constituents? How did I get on to this?
Charity.
Oh, yes. No, right, the charity thing and me being all over the papers. So there I was at this do, surrounded by the great and the good, with a glass of warm Sauvignon in one hand and a cocktail sausage in the other, and an extremely attractive woman was introduced to me by the CEO of the charity. She said, "This is the Duchess of, I don't know, where is it, Suffolk or is it Sussex? But anyway, Meghan, you know, the one who married Prince Harry." And I fainted. Because I had low blood sugar and I hadn't eaten all day. It absolutely was not, as the tabloid suggested, because I was overwhelmed by mere proximity to a member of the royal family who happened to look like a goddess. It could have happened to anyone, and the worst thing was, when I came round, I had no idea where I was, and apparently I said something like, "I dreamt I was on Love Island with the Duchess of Sussex," and that's the bit that's gone all round the world. Well, all round Westminster, and probably as far as Surrey. The thing is, I think they made that bit up, because I don't remember saying it. I mean, I don't remember much, to be honest, but, you know, it's the sort of thing they'd do, isn't it?
It's the sort of thing who'd do?
The tabloids.
How did they get the story in the first place?
Presumably because someone told them, someone who was there.
Well, that would mean they're making it up.
Who?
Whoever it was who sold the story.
But I've no idea who that might be.
So let it go, Richard.
Are you sure? I was thinking of maybe suing them.
Suing who?
Well, I don't know. Someone. I mean, it's defamation, isn't it?
How many times have I told you, Richard? When you're in a hole, stop digging.
But it's not fair.
Nothing is. Move along.
Do you know, you used to be really nice when I first started coming here. What happened?
Maybe nice wasn't working.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. Harsh. Anyway, all this is a mere fragment of the reason I'm depressed. I've been wading knee-deep through the shallows for ages, but now I'm right down in the bargain basement where all despair starts. You know, what does it all mean? What is it all about? Why are we here? Is there any meaning? What is death? And how can we avoid it? Honestly, it's like being 14 again, but without the spots and the bed full of custard. I'll be getting my Leonard Cohen albums out next and sawing through my wrists with a butter knife whilst listening to So Long, Marianne. Anyway, who cares? What's also happening now, right, is... I don't know, where do I start? So, Toby and I live in a mansion block, right? And the woman who lives across the hallway, Belinda, very, very pretty, nice, bouncy hair. Anyway, I wouldn't call her a friend, but, you know, we pass the time of day, take in each other's parcels, that sort of thing. I started to think, you know, maybe she's the woman for me. Maybe I should ask her out. She doesn't seem to be mad in any way at all. She's got a nice regular name, no sign of polyamory. She's never mentioned she wants to open a body farm in rural Wales, and she doesn't think her cat can talk, or she's keeping very quiet about it if she does. In short, she ticks all the boxes. I think I could fall in love with her. Anyway, I hadn't seen her for a while, and the next thing I know, her nephews are there, clearing out her flat because she'd actually died.
Oh.
Yeah. Died. 2 weeks ago of a cerebral aneurysm. One minute she's alive, next minute curtains. I mean, it makes you think, doesn't it? She was what, 50-something? And you know, she could have been the one for me. I seriously saw us as having dinner somewhere, I don't know, grand yet somehow relaxed, expensive yet somehow affordable, eating food which didn't involve foams or Carpaccio of Jerusalem artichokes or fermented anything at all. And then it's all a whirl and a blur and bottles of champagne and I'm promoted to chief whip and then we're married and... Oh, and Toby really likes her.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear about this, Richard. How long had it been going on? You never mentioned her before.
Well, as I said, we never actually got the chance to, you know...
But how long had you had these feelings for her?
Well, mostly, I suppose... I mean, I've only become aware of them since I found out she was dead. It's more a retrospective thing.
You just said you were thinking of asking her out.
Well, what I meant was, it began to dawn on me that that's what I would have done had I known at the time that she was the woman for me. I mean, I didn't know I felt any of this till after she'd actually died.
So you started fantasizing about marrying her once it was no longer a possibility because she was no longer alive.
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
How would you put it?
I suppose I suddenly realized, I don't know, what could have been. Maybe she was younger than I thought. Maybe we could have had a child together. A girl called Bryony with an IQ of 180, but with a soothing personality. And I'd have been blissfully happy and lost loads of weight, even though Belinda was a fabulous cook. I'd no longer be pre-diabetic. I'd grow 2 inches in height, because Belinda would get me into an exotic but inexpensive form of Pilates, which was all gain and no pain. And all my colleagues would be saying, good old Richard, still got what it takes, eh? But not, I stress, in a sexist way. So, you know, there's an overwhelming sense of loss.
But in reality, you never mentioned any of this to Belinda while she was alive. And in reality, your relationship could be summed up as follows. You took her parcels in sometimes, and she had nice, bouncy hair. Did you even have a coffee together, anything like that?
Well, no, not as such.
Meaning?
No, we didn't. I mean, I'm only just realising all this stuff now when it's too late, and obviously I'm fantasising somewhat about...
Something that was probably never going to happen, and now never will.
You see, this is what I meant about harsh.
You don't need another perfect fantasy woman in your life, Richard. You've already got Felicity Montague.
Felicity Montague is the love of my life.
She's also dead.
I think that's a bit... Wow! I can't believe you just said that. Talk about a blow to the solar plexus.
Think about it, Richard. Not now, necessarily. Just turn it over in your mind. And maybe on Friday, you can let me know if you've reached any conclusions.
Actually, I suppose I've been thinking about death a lot recently. Partly because Toby's back living with me again. Did I tell you? He wanted to do conflict studies with textile design at university, but discovered, unsurprisingly, that this was an impossible, not to say ridiculous, combo. So he's back in London, training to be a landscape gardener. Anyway, the other day he said to me, "Dad, do you think you should start thinking about death cleaning?" Which is apparently some Swedish thing where you start getting rid of all your crap in preparation for your own death. And I have to say, I was a bit horrified. I said, "What are you talking about? I'm not going to die for ages." And Toby said, "Belinda, who lived opposite, was way younger than you. You should start preparing now, Dad. Otherwise, I'll be left to deal with everything, and that won't be fair. Why don't we start at the weekend, and I'll help you go through your stuff and tell you which bits I want and which bits you can chuck." And basically, I just said no. I just refused to engage with him. And then the other night, I came in, and he was trying on a pair of my shoes. I had to sit him down and say, "Toby, whilst I could get run over tomorrow, I could also go on for years. I'm a relatively young man."
"Well..."
"Yes. All right, I'm 60-ish. I said, "Trust me, you won't want those shoes in 20 years' time." And he said, "Okay, so can I have them now?" So then we had an enormous row and he flounced off to an evening of performance poetry in an abandoned hospital in Leatherhead. I felt a bit sick with the stress of it all. I had to eat a family-sized pizza to settle my stomach. And I started looking up bits of Buddhism on the internet. "If you sit, just sit. Don't wobble," that sort of thing. "Don't bang on the door of the temple. Walk in quietly. It is already ajar." And, of course, they think life is circular or something. We come from the earth. We go back to the earth. We transform from one form of energy to another in an endless cycle. They don't really believe in death in the way that we do.
Indeed.
I don't know. Is that going to be helpful to me? Do I actually believe it?
Well...
I mean, I have difficulty believing in anything, really.
Yes. I'm afraid that's all we have time for today, Richard.
Though it's quite comforting, I suppose, just sitting, not wobbling, just being. The problem is I'm not very good just being.
See you on Friday, Richard.
Yeah. I'm going. Do you think I'd be happier if I were a Buddhist?
Remember to think about what we mentioned earlier. Goodbye, Richard.
I'll just take a tissue. See you then. See you. Bye.